ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर सिक्स्थ चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर इज 5। कामो मन्युर्मदो लोभा शोकमोह भयादयः कर्मबन्धश्च यन्मूलः स्वीकुर्यात् कोनु तद्बुधः। पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: द माइंड इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ लस्ट एंगर प्राइड ग्रीड लेमेंटेशन इल्यूजन एंड फियर। Combined, these constitute bondage to fruitive activity. What learned man would put faith in the mind? Purport: the mind is the original cause of material bondage. It is followed by many enemies, such as anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. The best way to control the mind is to engage it always in Krishna consciousness. Savai manaha Krishna padara vindayo. Since the followers of the mind bring about material bondage, we should be very careful not to trust the mind. The mind is the root cause of lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. Combined, this constitute bondage to fruitive activity. What learned man would put faith in the mind? Hare Krishna. It's a very difficult verse to give lecture on, especially on the mind, and for a person who has uncontrolled mind. So whatever I'll speak will be based on what I heard from devotees here. So we are reading this wonderful conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit about the activities of Lord Rishabhdev. We just saw a few verses back that how Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning about the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, and Parikshit Maharaj questions Shukadeva Goswami that Lord Rishabhdev, in due course of his devotional service, he got many mystic siddhis. So why is it that he did not use those mystic siddhis for Krishna consciousness? And we heard a very wonderful lecture by Kadam Kanan Maharaj. So in that purport of that particular shloka, Srila Prabhupada says very nicely that a devotee, he does not put his faith on the mind. Rather, he puts faith in Krishna. Because a devotee knows that the most important aspect of Krishna consciousness is his hearing and chanting. And all other activities, all other skills, abilities is going to help him hear and chant more. One time Janani Vasprabhu was saying that 95% of our devotional service is hearing and chanting, and 5% is skill. So therefore, one should be very much aware and also be warned that one should not just aspire for skills and abilities in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada says that a yogi, after doing his yogic practice, he gets lost a lot of mystic siddhis. But then he gets attached and he loses his yogic perfections. Similarly, a devotee did not desire and pray to Krishna regularly for getting abilities. Being satisfied, whatever is given to him, he can practice Krishna consciousness, because ultimately skills, abilities are to be used for Krishna's service. Therefore, a devotee puts faith more in Krishna and is happy and satisfied with what Krishna gives than to put faith in his abilities and skills. So we are reading now Shukadeva Goswami's answer to Parikshit Maharaj's question. And in a series of verses, we can see that Shukadeva Goswami is very wonderfully describing the dangerous effects of having an uncontrolled mind. We just briefly recap what we saw previously in some verses. Shukadeva Goswami says that that a mind is very dangerous, therefore one should not put faith in the mind. Now, a question may be asked that why we need to discuss about the dangers of mind, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam here, Sukadeva Goswami is elaborately discussing about what are the effects of mind, what are the qualities of mind, how the mind works. A question may be asked that is it not good just to practice Krishna consciousness? And just practicing Krishna consciousness and automatically everything will be achieved. Why you separately discuss about the effects of mind? So the answer is that a pure devotee, his mind is totally controlled. But in a neophyte condition, practicing sadhana bhakti, while we are performing devotional service, we are struggling with our mind. And therefore, we need to be aware of the subtle attacks of maya through the mind. One devotee was explaining that just like if two nations are fighting, one nation like India and Pakistan, they are very gruesome enemies. So not just India is developing their arms, but simultaneously he is also trying to investigate the power of the other nation also. Because we need to know how the other nation is powerful. Then only we can be aware and we can be ready. In fact, Srila Rupa Goswami, while speaking about devotional service to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami rather, he says that along with watering the seed of devotional service by chanting of Hare Krishna, one should regularly uproot the weeds of anarthas also. So we can see that it's important to discuss about the dangers of mind. In devotional service, we see that when so many devotees are together, then we see always that some devotees come together in Krishna consciousness. And there is always a difference in their advancement level. They are doing same type of service, but the level of advancement is different. So one should know that the quality of devotional service has to be improved. It is not just external service, but how one's consciousness is also there. So, if one is aware of how the mind works, then one can deal with the mind and protect oneself from the attacks, subtle attacks of mind. So, here in this particular chapter, Sukadeva Goswami begins by saying that mind is compared to an animal which is captured by a hunter. And if the hunter becomes inattentive after he has captured the animal might run away or even might attack him. So Prabhupada says in the purport that even an advanced spiritualist does not put faith in the mind. Prabhupada quotes that Lord Shiva, even he got agitated by Mohini Murti. And Shobari Muni, after achieving so much of yogic perfections, he fell down because of his mind. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada always said that one should be aware of the nature of mind and the activity of the material energy, Maya Devi. One time Srila Prabhupada said to many devotees in his lecture that Maya is very strong, but somehow or other Maya cannot do anything to me. So, after some time, Srila Prabhupada was seen praying intensely to the deities. So, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what are you praying? Prabhupada said that I am praying that Maya should not harm me. But the devotee said, Prabhupada, you said that Maya will never harm you. Yes, because I am regularly praying, therefore Maya will never harm me. So we can see that a devotee should know that initially a mind is one's enemy. As in later purport, later shloka, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, mind is one's friend and also an enemy. But when we are in neophyte condition, we should consider mind as our enemy. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur says that to the limit that one should beat one's mind in the morning after getting up 100 times with shoes and before sleeping 100 times with broomstick. So we can see that this is a dangerous position of having an uncontrolled mind. Sukadeva Goswami mentions that mind is very restless and therefore one should not make friends with it. Mind has many paramours, and along with her paramours, the mind can attack the spirit soul and kill his Krishna consciousness. And finally, in this today's particular shloka, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that mind is the root cause of anarthas, lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion and fear. And combined, and this constitute bondage to fruitive activities. Therefore, one should not put faith in the mind. One time there was a person who was working hard to earn his living. And one day he became late at his office because of having worked overtime. So he was walking back, rushing to his home late night. And then he went to the bus stop. And there was a devotee of Krishna there standing for the bus again. So he thought that such a wonderful association of devotees available, let me ask some questions to him. So he started asking some spiritual questions to him. He was very pious. So this devotee asked him that, what are you working as? So he told, I am working as a clerk in a bank. Was it okay? What is your monthly income? He said, I am working for 1,450 rupees. So then this devotee started analyzing in his mind. 1,450. Which means you are working for 48 rupees per day. That means 2 rupees per hour. Which means you are selling your life breath for 2 rupees per hour. At the time of death, can you purchase your life breath per hour with 2 rupees? Not possible. So therefore you are saying that human life is very rare. And we are engaging fully in just trying to maintain family. But no one is understanding how one should lead a life to earn his life breaths. So many people are aware of this, but somehow that they are confused what to do. Arjuna, on behalf of such people, he puts forth question to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. That we know that this is good and this is bad, but somehow that we are impelled to do all these things. Why is it so? And Krishna mentions that it is because of lust. And Krishna explains what is lust, the characteristics of lust. And Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter that the sitting places of lust is the mind and the senses. It is from the mind that lust has originated from. And therefore one need to control the mind. And what is the solution? Krishna offers a solution in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter. When Arjuna put forth the question that this mind is so obstinate, so turbulent. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavadradam. Obstinate, turbulent, so strong, difficult to control. One can even control wind, but to control mind is so difficult. And then Krishna says very nicely that asamsayam mahabhavo mano dur nigram chalam abhyasena tu kauntiya vairagena cha grihate. Lord Krishna says that, well, undoubtedly mind is very difficult to control. It may be difficult, but it's not impossible. Krishna says that one should control one's mind by abhyasena, by practice, and vairagena, by detachment. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentions that one should practice what? Practice ninefold process of devotional service. And the first and foremost in those processes, hearing Krishna Katha. By hearing Krishna Katha, we are purifying our mind. You know, even in our chanting also, we are told to hear first. We are purifying our mind by hearing. And Srila Prabhupada says, our condition is like that of a diseased man. So diseased man, he requires medicine and a proper diet. So our medicine is our service in Krishna consciousness, hearing and chanting. And our diet is Krishna Prasad. So in this way, one can practice Krishna consciousness. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto again, there is a wonderful description of the activities of Avanti Brahman. Now if you see Avanti Brahman's lifestyle, you will see it completely matches with Lord Rishabhdev's lifestyle. He also had to undergo same kind of obstacles while he was outside roaming here and there. And after everything is mentioned about what he suffered, then Avanti Brahman starts speaking his realizations. And in that realization, in the epitome, he says that actually the cause of my suffering is my mind. And it's not due to demigods. It is not due to other different planets, location of planets. It is not due to my previous karmic activities? No, it is only due to my mind. And we can see that the mind is such a thing that depending on the mind, a person is affected or he rejoices. Like Shamanantu was mentioning in one of his classes, that depending on one's mind, one has a choice of color, one has choice of clothing, one has choice of food. Someone likes green color, and someone likes red color. Someone likes to eat South Indian dishes, someone likes Chinese dishes, someone likes pizza. So it's different, it depends on the mind only. And the same mind can also reject the same thing which he enjoys. For example, someone is sick. The same mind does not allow us to eat the same thing which we like. So in this way, nothing is good and nothing is bad. It depends on the mind, how the mind perceives. Therefore, a devotee, what he does, as Avanti Brahmana says, the only solution is to control the mind by engaging it in Krishna service totally. Because when a mind is engaging Krishna service, then there is no problem. At all times, a devotee is completely satisfied and he depends on Krishna. I was reading one mail from Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, and he was mentioning that in previous days of Krishna consciousness, I always tried that I should not sleep more than 6 hours. And I prayed for Krishna's mercy for that. But now, because I have this problem of disease, now I cannot sleep at all. And now I need Krishna's mercy so that I can sleep. So devotee, in whatever condition of life he is depending on Krishna. He is fully absorbed in Krishna. Therefore he is unaffected. That is practice of Krishna consciousness. And detachment, vairagyena. Prabhupada says, by practice of Krishna consciousness, one can achieve vairagya also. However, Srila Prabhupada also says that to achieve vairagya, detachment, one should also become austere. One should practice austerity of mind. Lord Krishna very nicely states in chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, what is the different austerity of mind? Krishna says that satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence. This is chapter 17, shloka number 16. So we can see that how this, all these activities are essential and slowly takes us away to Krishna more and more. Therefore, one should practice this austerity of mind. Satisfaction. We'll take one by one all these elements. Satisfaction. Srila Prabhupada says that by taking mind away from objects of sense gratification, one can be austere. Because more we think of sense gratification, more mind will be dissatisfied. It is seen the nature of mind is that to always think and desire those things which we do not have. To complain about those things which we have and hanker for those things which we do not have. So therefore, satisfaction is essential in life. In fact, Lord Krishna says to that Brahmana who came from Vidarbha, taking the message of Rukmini Devi, he asked him, you are a Brahmana, are you satisfied? The first question Lord Krishna asked him, are you satisfied? That is the quality of a Brahmana. And Krishna says, one who is satisfied, I bow down my head at his lotus feet. So that is how satisfaction is essential in life. Srila Prabhupada is to always say, Krishna consciousness is simple for simple. So one should be satisfied with whatever Krishna provides. One time Srila Prabhupada came after a very late night program and Prabhupada told his disciple, okay, cook puris, sabji and get milk from me. Prabhupada ate the prasad and then said, Krishna consciousness is so nice. Work whole day, night take nice prasad and rest peacefully. This is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada in his own life showed this satisfaction. It is mentioned that Nilamrit, Srila Prabhupada was at one time in 1950s, was not having anything with him. He did not have proper clothes to go for preaching programs. But still he did not ask for those clothes from his family, even though they stayed in the same city. He went and asked on the mud. And he was satisfied. He was thinking that if they provide me, I'll take. If not, then I'll be satisfied whatever it is. And same Prabhupada, when he went to America, Krishna gave him so much wealth. He was having an American Express card, a Rolex watch. But Prabhupada was not attached. In fact, he gave many of his things to his disciples. Srila Prabhupada told that Krishna tested me twice. One is, he took everything from me, and next, he gave everything to me. But Srila Prabhupada was satisfied in Krishna's service, so therefore he was unaffected. Therefore, satisfaction is essential in a devotee's life. Therefore, it is said that many times, even in outside circles, they say that we should count our blessings. I was reading a stress management lecture, and they were saying that one should count your blessings, than to focus on what we don't have. So similarly, devotees should also count our own blessings, what we already have. Most important thing we already have, and we many times discuss, is the association of devotees. That is the most rare thing. Dhruva Maharaj, when he was practicing devotional service, tapasya, to please Krishna, and Lord Vishnu came in front of him, the benediction which he asked was, I want association of devotees. So we can see that at the stage of perfection, he is asking for association of devotees. And this is available of Srila Prabhupada's mercy right in our neophyte condition. Actually, association of devotees is very rare. Even though we have many devotees, but it is Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we have association of devotees. Otherwise, devotees, to see devotees was very rare. Prabhupada, by his unique preaching, has made association of devotees in every part of the world. Today, so many devotees, they go west. So many students, while preaching, they go to west for studies. So we are secure, no problem. Wherever he is going, there is center, he can associate with devotees. So this is association of devotees which are available right now in our neophyte condition of life. And this association is the means and the ends. What is now association available, the same, again after achieving perfection, we are going to desire for that. So this is one thing, association of devotees. There are many things more. The chanting of the holy name. Someone was saying that holy name is such an easy process. It's a gift. Especially for whom? For people in Kali Yuga. People in Kali Yuga are degraded. All bad qualities are seen in them. Shaman Pu again was mentioning that Kali Yuga means backbenchers. Those who could not make in Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, they are in Kali Yuga. So now, these are Kali Yuga. Generally, teacher does not pay attention to those who are backbenchers. But Lord Krishna is very merciful. He has paid special attention to backbenchers and given a simple process of holy name, Harinam. So holy name is there, and Lord Krishna is dancing on the tongue. This tongue is so dirty, always speaking prajalpa, but still Lord Krishna is dancing on that. So we can count our blessings, so many things we have. And it not just get dejected. This is satisfaction. A devotee is satisfied with whatever Krishna gives him. Second quality, or second austerity for mind, is to be simple. Now, by causeless mercy of Krishna, one might get association. But the problem a devotee faces is, he keeps thinking, I am associating with devotees so long time, I am in Krishna consciousness, but I don't have abilities, I don't have skills. So, it is mentioned that the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is not to get abilities. The whole idea is to become simple and humble, because that is essential. Whatever service is given to us, we should perform that service. It is said in the spiritual world, there are so many devotees. There is one devotee who is peacock, one devotee is parrot. There is one devotee who is a grass. But a peacock never complains that I cannot sing like a parrot. And parrot never aspires to dance like a peacock. Krishna enjoys the dancing of peacock and the singing of parrot. So in this way, life should be simple. This is austerity of mind. The third austerity is gravity. Srila Prabhupada said that gravity means that one whose grave means one whose mind and actions cannot be understood by others. That is gravity. So, one time Srila Prabhupada said that devotee should be grave. And then devotees had a very solemn face. became very grave. Srila Prabhupada said, this is not gravity. Gravity means you're always thinking of engaging yourself in Krishna's service. And not just thinking, then trying to execute that thinking process. This is gravity. Many times Srila Prabhupada was not properly understood regarding gravity. There was one reporter who came to Prabhupada and asked that, Swamiji, why you are so grave? And Prabhupada said that, actually I am always thinking of Krishna and therefore I know I am very insignificant. But his reporter was not satisfied, so she kept on asking, but still you look so serious, why don't you smile? And Prabhupada immediately gave a big smile. So this is devotee. A devotee, while associating with devotees, has transcendental dealings. Sometimes he jokes, sometimes he renders service. But there is always a limit for everything. It doesn't go beyond that limit. That is gravity. To execute Krishna consciousness, to always think of how we can serve Krishna and execute that thinking process and also have a jolly dealing with devotees. The fourth austerity which Krishna says is self-control. Prabhupada says that in the purport, self-control means one should not deviate from Krishna consciousness. The mind may have so many desires and the desires may pop up regularly, but one should not become disheartened by those desires. One should continue their service. Someone is asking a question to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj regarding this point, that how the mind is so much full of desire, suddenly a desire pops up. So we get dejected by that desire. And he mentioned that mind is compared to an ocean. And in the ocean there are so many waves and also there are so many aquatics. Only at a certain interval one fish comes out and shows up. So in this way, he said that in our mind there are so many desires, but only sometimes we see those desires manifesting. So what should we do? He said we should practice Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna has said that by practicing Krishna consciousness, this ocean of Bhavasagar will become Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So therefore, even if some fish is coming up, don't be dejected. Continue your service. Don't neglect service. He said we'll have different fishes coming up. He went into details of that fishes. He said that we'll have a shark fish coming out, shark of lust. But don't neglect service. If you neglect service, that means you are getting prone to the attack of that shark. So don't neglect. The shark will come and eat you up. Then after that, the veil of lust will come up. Don't neglect your service. Continue your service. And later there will be electric eel of greed coming up. The electric eel is a fish. Just by touching the fish, you will get an electric shock and you will die. So don't be affected by that. Neglect them. Do your service and all this desires will vanish and Krishna consciousness will be prominent in our life. So in this way, one can be self-controlled by not deviating from one's Krishna consciousness. And finally, Krishna says that one can practice austerity of mind by purifying one's existence. Prabhupada says that one should be straightforward in his dealings and thus one can purify one's existence. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that one's attitude should be proper in devotional service. Otherwise, whatever one does, that will go in vain. All the tapasya, all the vrata, all the dana, whatever he does will just flow in vain, just like a water, if kept in unbaked pot, just moves out. So one might be preaching, but if the attitude is not good, that is preaching is meant for pleasing Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, but the attitude is to attract attention of the audience, then one might be deviated from the real essence of Krishna consciousness. And the very words might take our Krishna consciousness away. Similarly, one might take a lot of vows, but might have idea of subtle sense gratification. That same vows, instead of helping in Krishna consciousness, will take away bhakti. And tapasya, the greatest tapasya is to render humble service. And if the tapasya is not done, then all our tapasyas, if you want tapasya for getting fame, adoration, that will take our Krishna consciousness. So it is said that our bhakti lata is like a lotus flower. And the soil in which the lotus flower is compared to association of devotees and our attitude in devotional service. So when the sun is there, because of Krishna consciousness, the lotus flower blooms up, opens up. But if the same lotus flower is removed from the soil, the same sun will dry the lotus flower. Similarly, if we don't have proper attitude, then we are detaching ourselves from Krishna consciousness. And even though Krishna might be there, devotees might be there, if proper attitude is not there, the same Krishna consciousness can dry us. Therefore, Chandramouli Maharaj was mentioning that Krishna consciousness means to develop love for Krishna. One should know that Krishna sees what we do, but how we do that things. So in this way, one can slowly, gradually control his mind by all his austerities. Satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, purification of one's existence and self-control. In the end, I would like to recap what we spoke today. We spoke about how the dangers of mind have to be known by a devotee, because in a sadhana stage, a devotee should be aware of the subtle attacks of mind. And then Sukadeva Goswami takes so much of efforts in mentioning the different characteristics of uncontrolled mind, and he mentioned those characteristics and how the solution is to practice Krishna consciousness. Because mind will always be troubling us, whether it is good or bad. The ultimate bondage is the mind. And Avanti Brahmana's realization is, by practicing Krishna consciousness fully, one can control the mind. One can fix his mind in Krishna's service. And detachment is possible by austerity of mind, which we just discussed. So in this way, one can slowly and gradually advance in Krishna consciousness by not putting faith in the mind, trust in the mind, but putting more trust in the process of Krishna consciousness and in Lord Krishna. Today also is a very auspicious day of Shripad Madhavendra Puri's disappearance. We don't have much time to speak on that. But we can just remember that how Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he was the one who introduced the conception of Madhurya love, the conjugal love in our sampradaya. And it is mentioned that he spoke one particular shloka, the meaning of which was known only to him, Srimati Radharani and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on this auspicious day of his disappearance, we can see from his life how he engaged himself fully in Krishna service. And because of his mercy, we are going to get Chandan Yatra also in the next month. So Madhavendra Puri Goswami is mentioned that he is a Kalpa Vriksha in the spiritual world. So we can all pray today that we can nicely engage our mind in Krishna's service and thus perfect our life in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Bol. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.